بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We continue lesson 39, and inshallah, in the second part we will study lesson 40. Lesson 39 was about Isma and knowledge of Imams alayhi salam. We already talked about Isma. We also talked about the knowledge of Imam. The last point, which was remaining, was about the fact that Imams alayhim salam have ilmul kitab. Ilmul kitab. So we want to expand on this. First of all, we should explain a Quranic point, which is very important point, and this by itself needs discussion. In some of my lectures, I have talked about this, but here I make it very brief. In the Quran, we have a concept which is shaheed or shahid. And this is different from martyr. Shaheed means witness. According to Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commissioned, as appointed, a person to be shaheed with every generation of human beings. So it is a human being who is with every generation of human beings. He is a kind of a standard. People should follow him. On the day of judgment also, this person would be brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would offer his testimony about what people have done, whether they have followed him, whether they have behaved well, they had iman, they had amal salih or not. So in dunya he bears witness, on the day of judgment he reports, and this is very clear in the Quran. For example, only just example, there are more verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nisa, verse 41, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بِالشَّهِيدِ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. How would be the condition when from every nation we will bring a witness, and we will bring you as a witness over Ha'ula, referring to the people at the time of the Prophet. This is just one example. There are many other verses of the Quran. Our Sunni brothers, normally they believe that, or the majority of them believe that, Rasulullah is a witness not only for the people of his age, but also for the future people. So they say, جِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاء, refers to people of that time, Muslims, non-Muslims, and people who came after the Prophet. We believe that although the Prophet would be aware of what is happening to the ummah after him and to the mankind after him, but this actual position of being shaheed is to be occupied by a person who lives among the people. It's a very important point, okay? This position should be occupied by a person who is actually living among the people. Ha'ola, first of all, from a grammatical point of view, ha'ola refers to the people who are close. Yeah, it's not ola eke. Ha'ola means these people. But we have more evidence for that. We have very clear evidence from the Quran. If you go to Surah Ma'idah, verse 56, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a question that he will raise to Isa alayhi salam. And the answer of Isa alayhi salam. In verse 57 is the point that we want. But the whole story, if you want, you should start from previous verses. Basically, the question is, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ. Have you said to people to take me and my mother as your lords, as your gods? Of course, Isa alayhi salam says, no, I haven't said this. I didn't say anything, Allah, except what you said. Verse 57 starts like this. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. I didn't tell them except what you asked me to say. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. And that was to worship, to serve Allah, who is your Lord and my Lord. So I am also myself worshiping Allah and serving Allah. I am not God. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was a witness over them as long as I was with them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. When you took me away from them, you raised me. Of course, Isa didn't die, but Allah took him away, as we have in another verse, that Allah says, أَنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. Okay? So Isa alayhi salam says, when you took me away, then I was not a witness, and you were the only witness. كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبُ. You were monitoring them, وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And you are witness over everything. This ayah is very clearly telling us that although Isa alayhi salam was still alive, because Isa didn't die, all Muslims accept that. Sunni Shia, they all say Isa was alive and is alive still. But he says, my actual job and position of being shaheed finished. I was shaheed ma dumtu fihim, as long as I was with them. Because shaheed is a person who lives among the people. And people can look at him and understand what should they do. So, based on this ayah and lots of hadith, we have the idea, and also there are some ayah that inshallah I will explain later, we have the idea that witness should be living with people, should be living in that age. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a need for another witness. And that was Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. After Amirul Mu'mineen, there was a need for another witness, and that is Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And even today, there must be a witness. So from this ayah, you can prove the idea of Imam Zaman, and that he's alive and he's a witness and he lives with the people. There are two verses of the Quran that actually point out that there was witness other than Rasulullah. Our Sunni brother said he was the last witness and he's a still witness. We say Rasulullah is aware of what we do, but this actual position of witness, it has a technical term, has to be applied to the people who live with people. Okay? And there are two ayah which confirm that after Rasulullah, there comes another witness. Okay? What are those two ayahs? One is Surah Hud, verse 17. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهِ is the one who has bayyana, means clear evidence from his Lord, someone that you dispute and debate with him, question him. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ, referring to Rasulullah. But then he says, وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ, and after him, a witness comes who is from him. So he is followed by a witness from himself. يَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ. Have you heard the term Tali Telv? So Amir al-Mu'mineen is Tali Telva Rasulullah, means he comes after Rasulullah to occupy that position of being witness. وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ. Who is that shahid, that witness, who comes after Rasulullah and he is minhu, he is from Rasulullah? I don't have time to explain the concept of minhu. In some lectures, in other places, I have mentioned minhu is very important. Minhu, to be from Rasulullah. What does it mean? It means someone who is from him in every aspect. He resembles him. He follows him. The story of Talut and Jalut, the story of son of Nuh, all those verses of the Quran relate to this. But in particular, I mention one hadith from our Sunni brothers' sources that explains the one who was from Rasulullah was Amir al-Mu'mineen. When the ayah of Bara'ah was revealed, first, the first caliph went to declare this issue of Bara'ah to the pagans. After he left, Rasulullah sent after him to tell him to come back. He came back to Rasulullah and he was crying. هَلْ نَزَلَ فِيَّ شَيْءٌ, has any ayah been revealed about me that you changed your mind? You told me to go, now you ask me, has any revelation come from Allah about me that you changed your mind? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to declare this to the pagans, either myself or a man from me. لا يؤديه إلا أنا أو رجل مني. This is in Sunni sources. It must be conveyed to them either by myself or a man from me. Then he sent Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to declare this. So to be a man from Rasulullah, منهو, doesn't mean to be a Muslim. Means to be so close to Rasulullah that he's counted as someone being from Rasulullah. Let me give you another example also. There is another hadith in Sunni sources. In one of the battles, Rasulullah asked Amir al-Mu'mineen to be a commander. Because, you know, sometimes Rasulullah himself was taking part in battles. Yeah? It was Qazwa, sometimes was Sariyya. Rasulullah was not going himself. So in this particular Sariyya, Amir al-Mu'mineen was the commander. when Muslims won the battle, Amir al-Mu'mineen distributed the booties. Some people were not happy. You know, there are people that you can never make them happy. Yeah, they always want more. So there were some people who were not happy. And they said Ali was not fair. So some people told them, you should go back to Medina quickly and complain to Rasulullah. Before Ali and other people come, first you go to Rasulullah and inform Rasulullah, thinking that if Ali comes, then Rasulullah would not listen. These people were encouraged to go back quickly to Medina to report. Three of them went to Medina quickly. And they say that we went to the house of Rasulullah, and people who were outside, they were surprised. They saw us coming back in early. They were surprised why we came early. So he said, we told them the story. They also encouraged us to report to Rasulullah. Means they were also not very happy with Amir al-Mu'mineen. So they said, you must report to Rasulullah. So they asked for Rasulullah to come out. Rasulullah listened to them. The first person says, I reported to Rasulullah without looking at the face of Rasulullah. Because they were not, you know, sure about the reaction of Rasulullah, or maybe they were sure Rasulullah would not like it. Anyway, the second person, the third person repeated the same thing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Sunni sources, said, "Mada turiduna min Ali? What do you want from Ali? Innahu minni wa ana min. He is from me, I am from him. Have you come all the way back to Medina to complain to me about myself?" This doesn't make sense. Innahu minni wa ana minhu. So the Quran says, وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ. This minhu is very important. A witness comes after Rasulullah in rank who is from him. The other ayah is this ayah, Surah Ra'd, verse 43. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. The people who don't have faith and reject the faith, they would say, you are not a messenger. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. You are not a messenger. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. It is sufficient that Allah is witness between me and you. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. And also, there is another witness. The one who has ilmul kitab, Allah is the witness, and the one who has ilmul kitab. This must be someone other than Rasulullah. Rasulullah had ilmul kitab, definitely. But because it says baini wa bainakum, so it must be someone other than Rasulullah. So, who was the one? We ask all Muslims. Who was the one who had ilm al-kitab, knowledge of the book? And ilm al-kitab, those who know Arabic, they understand. Ilm al-kitab is different from ilmun min al-kitab. Ilmun min al-kitab means some knowledge of the book. Ilm al-kitab means all the knowledge of the book. And this knowledge about the book doesn't mean knowing how to read Quran. Or, for example, knowing tafsir of some ayat. Actually, this al-kitab is much more than people think. Inshallah, in the second part after Salat, inshallah, we will continue this discussion. وآخر دعوان أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.